A temporary replacement for Osama bin Laden, a source with detailed knowledge of al-Qaeda, says he is Saif al-Adel. He's a former member of the Egyptian Special Forces. The United States links al-Adel to the American embassy bombings in East Africa, that happening in 1998. The U.S. has a $5 million bounty on him.
There's the eerie silence of this massive flooding and the sounds of staving off Mother Nature. Nine states in the lower Mississippi River Valley are feeling the effects of the worst flooding since 1937. Opening spillways is diverting some disasters, but record water levels are still being set. In Vicksburg, Mississippi, where the crest is expected on Thursday, residents and officials are banking on the Yazoo backwater levee just north of the town to hold up and keep water out. Already, the levee is close to overtopping, and if it fails, the consequences are dire.
Louisiana state officials anticipate 25,000 homes will be flooded when all is said and done. And in Mississippi, nearly 5,000 residents have already been displaced.
I think those questions that I put to my friend and colleague, Mr. Obama, I hope they will answer those questions and we'll be able to work out a model for cooperation on missile defense. This is the kind of scenario that would send us back to the Cold War era.
The great thing about Oprah is that even if you don't know her personally, you feel like you know her personally. And that's, you know, a talent that she has. She's very accessible.
I've watched every single episode. I tape it back before TiVo. I used to tape it on VHS tapes, right?
She's someone that I've always looked to know that you can be a very good stand-up person and achieve everything you dream.